מספר 6.
Excerpt number 6 from Rabash, letter number 40. It is high time that we start walking forward towards our holy goal as mighty people, heroes, and the paved road that leads to the goal is, as we know, love of friends. By that you move on to the love of the Creator. It is high time that we start walking forward towards our holy goal, like heroes, mighty men. And the paved path that leads to the goal is, as we know, love of friends, by which we move on to the love of the Creator.
Estamos aquí. Voy a hablar español mejor. Porque resulta que si hablo mi
lengua. We are here. I'll speak Spanish. Because this is my mother tongue. It's so it does do something to speak Spanish. We are standing before a bonfire. It's not such a big room as it seems, but it's only us here. We're so calm and tranquil here. They put me in the team in charge of the Yeshivot Chavarim this year. And this actually was my dream, to be part of these wonderful friends. As we were doing the preparation, knowing when who's going to talk when, that time they told me, in this Yeshivat Chavarim, you're going to talk. And the truth is, I thought all along I have to talk, but not too much. And 5 minutes before I was supposed to talk, all the pressure dawned on me. Friends saw me, I couldn't breathe because I was under such pressure. But why? Because I'm afraid to stand before you. Not being able to talk to you, to open up in order to really bestow on you. Because the truth is, this is the most amazing thing happening right now. There is nothing more important in the whole world than what's going on here, right now.
Te pido por favor.
I have one request. May we succeed?
That
all of us will do the maximum to open a little bit more.
Que podemos como entrar en un lugar un poquito más íntimo entre nosotros.
Because we have an opportunity to go into a place which is a bit more intimate between us. It's a place you can only reach late at night. But if we will be able to go into this place, it's a beautiful place. The things that happen there.
Abrirnos un poquito más.
I was also asked to say why I want us all to open up a little bit more. Why do I have this desire? It's because I know what each of you have been went through. In front of me, in front of my eyes, I see a tremendous deficiency. It's not individuals, it's something grand.
And
I know how it is to feel with all our efforts when we're making one more effort, and we're trying. But today it's different. Because today we're in the Congress. Everything opens up. Everything will happen today. That's all I have from the depth of my heart. Let it all open up this evening.
После Хуана невозможно ничего зажечь.
Каше мод ладлик машо.
It's very hard to turn something on after Хуан. Maybe we can just keep the fire at the same height that he has elevated to. My name is Alek Ver. I came from Baku, Azerbaijan. And
прошлом году во время шабата мы пообещали со сцены с моим товарищем Ильгаром, который сейчас в Торонто в десятке, что в следующем году мы привезем подарок.
A year ago, on the Shabbat meal, me and my friend Ilgar, who moved to Toronto, we promised that this year we'll bring a gift to the Congress. And my friend Eliakim, he came here with me. He's there somewhere. And the most important thing that we brought with us also are two new women, which is something huge. It's a huge deficiency. They are there somewhere. Don't forget about them. And now
Сегодня для меня священный день.
Хайом зьем кадош бишвили.
Ровно два года.
Today is a holy day for me. Exactly 2 years ago, after 3 years of searches, of tears, of pain and suffering, looking at all these forums on the internet, looking at all these questions, is there a group in Baku, someone in Rosh Abjan? Somebody please answer me on this day, 2 years ago, on this day, maybe an hour earlier than this time right now, Timur called me. And he said, "You're interested in Kabbalah?" I cried like I never cried before. On that day, we had a workshop. We read this article of Rabash about the bullets that you shoot, how the first bullet leaves a mark, which is hard to pay attention to. The second bullet leaves a scratch. The third one breaks the stony heart. For 2 years I was searching for these bullets. I realized that if I won't find them, what am I going to do?
So
we also brought you bullets.
You promised that you will help me.
He promised that he'll help me.
Сейчас,
insolence we need to have in order to ask. But nevertheless, I'm asking each one of you, turn around and look at your friend. Look at his eyes, and he will see bullets, green bullets, blue bullets, brown bullets, but they're all beautiful bullets. Look at one another's eyes. They're shining, right? That's where the bullets are. The bullets that bring light. That's it. Not much is left. Start shooting. L'chaim Nevaruch!
Shalom.
From letter number 40 by Rabash. Every gift he gives his friend is like a bullet that makes a hole in the rock. Even if the first bullet only scratches the stone, the second bullet, when it hits the same place, makes a notch. The third makes a hole, and by the many bullets he shoots, the hole grows bigger and bigger, and it makes a space in his friend's heart of stone where all the gifts gather. And from each and every gift, sparks of love erupt until all the sparks of love accumulate in the space of the heart of stone, and a flame rises. Because the difference between a spark and a flame is where there is love, there is a disclosure to the outside, meaning disclosure to all the nations that the fire of love is burning in him. The fire of love burns all the crimes you meet on the path.
My beloved family, I want to tell you what these bullets do when they meet the heart. A few days ago, we were planning, well, friends from the World Clique came, and a few of the friends were planning a nice evening, invite a few friends, not too many. Somehow the rumor was spreading, and the friends were saying, oh, you have something at home, right? We're going to come over, okay? And I'm looking at another 10, another 15, and I start thinking, what am I going to do? In short, in a small living room, 5 by 5 meters, 35 friends came over. So I started cleaning chairs. The whole family was there. We started buying things, doing anything possible. And people came from Turkey, from the States, Orlando, Spain, Italy, I don't know where from. The entire World Clique was there, in short. And they connected Europe through Zoom. We connected Eli Yonakur and Tim Knox from New York. And the friends opened their hearts in such a way that you simply started feeling. My children were running around with excitement. They started drawings, paintings, five-year-old boy, seven-year-old girl, and they were making drawings and giving them as gifts. And the heart was opening and opening, and we simply felt this feeling of one. We were out of words. And then suddenly I had this feeling. I looked and I saw how everything that I have, a home, seemingly a family, it is all for the service of the friends. Suddenly I saw that everything is for the service of the friends, only for them to connect, only for them to succeed. I want everything to be for them. Suddenly I saw how I only care that they will have everything, how I only pray in my heart that they will discover the Creator. And this is the only thing that is important for me. And I saw how my whole family is in that, and how all the friends are in that. And after that, in the night, when I was putting my girl to sleep, she told me with big eyes, you know, Daddy, this whole evening I was serving the friends pizza and something to drink, and I didn't even feel that I'm tired, I didn't feel that I'm thirsty. And I told her, how can it be? What, you are not thinking about yourself, that you should also eat? And she said, no, because they were so connected, and it was just fun to give everything to them. Why am I telling you that? Because when these bullets hit the heart, when these arrows hit the heart, the person simply feels that he's willing to do everything for the friends. And it's something that I would very much have liked to happen here. Here, we're jumping, we're singing, we're enjoying the theater, pieces. We're doing many things. But what I would like is that when we laugh, we would laugh so that the friends would discover the Creator, for them to succeed. When we jump, when we sing, I would like that by that my friends will discover the Creator, that they'll succeed in discovering the Creator. When we now sit and listen to the friends who are talking, we would like this whole beloved family to succeed and discover the Creator, so there will not be even one moment when we will not be in that thought. Do you agree? So I want to now present my friend from Italy. His name is Domenico. I very, very, very much love him. Very much. He's a very special friend. He's, you know, an Italian. You're going to look at him. He likes to have a good time. He knows what it's like to have a life. He, you know, he had a good time in his life. But the moment he discovered the wisdom of Kabbalah, he injected all of himself, all of his heart, his family, his daughters, everything into this path, and he's devoted to the friends in an unbelievable way. He gives all of himself, and he's a friend who's always smiling, always makes you feel that this path is the most amazing, most wonderful thing that can be. Let's hear this giant friend, Domenico.
Ciao amici, sono Domenico.
Shalom chaverim, ani Domenico.
Hello friends, I'm Domenico. As Moshe said,
הכרתי את רב לפני כמה שנים.
I got to know Rav a few years ago.
מה להגיד?
What can I say?
Il Rav rappresenta un saggio nella terra.
Rav era come se
Rav was like something sacred on this earth. And these four elements are reality, the purpose. What really got me in this whole Kabbalah scene is that it really relates to nature. How can you be wrong if it's something natural? It's something perfect. In order to start a project directly to your hearts, my life was charming. Previously, I didn't believe the family or the work or the women. It's just things that pass by. When you reach the age of 50, you start contemplating. And you find out there is this thing called connection. How is that possible? The world says the other way around.
And
so, dear friends, in order to reach you, in Italy, some time ago, there was an earthquake. As I was listening to Rav's lesson on a Sunday morning, many friends from Australia, America, and all over the world came to Abruzzo to help their friends. Isn't that the realization of the Creator? I don't know. But it sure gave me some punch in the heart. And the Italian friends asked for help from all over the world, and the Creator helped them with everything. So, before we start facing these terrible catastrophes, help your friends that need you. The world cries out for unity, for connection. Cut it out with all this money, sex, family, honor. Help them, because your children, your friends, they're amazing. Whenever they're connecting, they're talking about the Creator. And for this reason, friends, it's so beautiful to see each and every one of you. How much happiness you gave me. I came from Italy. I barely speak English and even less Hebrew. But I came to the airport and someone called me, come over here. I love all of you. And I thank the Creator that through Rav gives us the way, the right guidance. And it's enough to just listen and to read the books. For this, I'd like to invite the Italian group so they can pass on the Italian warmth to all of you, because all of us, we are in a pizza with beer and a glass of wine, the L'chaim.
sit down. Please sit down.
Hello friends.
Shalom chaverim.
I'm Tuso from South Africa.
Ani Tuso mi Drom Afrika.
When they told me that I will be speaking at Yeshivat Chaverim,
שנאמר לי שאני אדבר בישיבת החברים,
I got scared a little bit.
אני קצת התחלתי לפחד.
But it was for the friends, so I was alright.
אבל בזכות החברים הרגשתי בסדר.
And now as I'm standing before you,
ועכשיו כשאני נעמד בפניכם,
my heart can't stop pounding.
הלב שלי לא יכול להפסיק לפעום חזק.
It is as though I am standing before the king.
כאילו אני עומד בפני המלך.
And the reality is I am standing before the king.
והמציאות היא שאכן אני עכשיו עומד בפני מלך.
Each and every one of you together.
כל אחד ואחד מכם יחד.
You are the king.
יחד אתם המלך.
Before the universe was created long time ago.
עוד לפני שהיקום הזה נוצר לפני המון זמן.
After it was created 14 billion years ago.
כשעוד לפני 10 מיליארד שנה. 14 מיליארד.
Everything has led us only to this point.
כל מה שקרה מאז הוביל אותנו רק לנקודה הזאת.
Everything has been prepared only for this point.
כל מה שהוכן, הוכן רק בשביל הנקודה הזאת.
So that we'll come and mesh our hearts together.
כדי שנשלב יחד את הלבבות שלנו כאן.
We thank the Kabbalists that came before.
נראה שהמקובלים הגיעו קודם.
All the way from Adam, Abraham, Moses.
עוד מאדם ואברהם ומשה.
Till Bala Sulam Rabash.
עד לבעל הסולם ורבש.
Our great Rav.
והרב הגדול שלנו.
They have prepared everything for us.
הם הכינו הכל בשבילנו.
Everything is given already.
הכל כבר ניתן לנו.
We only need to connect.
אנחנו רק צריכים להתחבר.
We only need to stretch our hands and take it.
רק צריכים להושיט את היד ולקחת את זה.
My heart. My heart's desire is this, and I know it is all of your heart's desires also.
ואני יודע שזה בדיוק הרצון שנמצא בלבבות שלכם גם כן.
That the friends reach the revelation of the creator.
שהחברים ישיגו את גילוי הבורא.
Tell me what I need to cut.
רק תגידו לי מה לחתוך.
Which part of my body?
איזה חלק מהגוף שלי לחתוך בשבילכם?
To cut for you. Get this revelation.
כדי שתשיגו את הגילוי הזה.
And give me an X.
רק תתנו לי את הגרזן.
I will do it for you.
אני אעשה את זה בשבילכם.
Because you are my heart.
כי אתם הלב שלי.
We can only do it together as one.
רק ביחד כאחד נוכל לעשות את זה.
All as one.
כולנו כאחד.
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 All as one. לחיים בני ברוך.
Hola, yo soy Alejandro de Guadalajara, México.
Shmi Alejandro.
My name is Alejandro and I'm from Guadalajara, Mexico.
Y de la misma manera que mi amigo Juan Rico.
In
the same way, like my friend Juan Rico, I'll speak in my mother tongue, Spanish. It's the only language I have.
¿Y por qué voy a hacerlo como él? Porque esta mañana me dijeron que iba a hablar en la yeshivat.
Why am I going to talk exactly like him? This morning I was told that I'm going to talk today in the yeshivat chaverim.
Participa en yeshivat.
And after a few times that I participated in Yeshivat Chaverim,
no pasa nada.
You
feel that, you know, you're getting used to it, no big deal. They just need to tell me what I have to talk about, and I'll talk about it. That's how the day went by. I was tranquil, peaceful, until I came here to sit in the preparation for the Yeshivat Chaverim. I was sitting next to Juan Rico.
The
way he started his participation, and he started saying that he was trembling, something started happening in me. My heart couldn't stop.
My
feet started shaking, and I wanted to run away from here.
I
started listening to the friends.
Se supone que me traían a mí acá para darles un regalo a todos.
And from what I understood, I was brought here in order to give a gift to everyone. And I can't, I don't have anything to give.
And
slowly, gradually, when I started listening to the friends, I noticed that what caused me this shaking was the chillness around my heart.
Conforme fue avanzando la preparación para la yeshivat,
the more the Yeshivat Chaverim progressed, friends started shooting bullets towards the center of the group, and all of these bullets reached my heart. It started breaking, this stone started breaking. Sparks started coming out, and later on, a fire. At that moment, I realized that I came here to give something.
Porque fueron los amigos los que me regalaron a mí cosas.
I'm ashamed because the friends are the ones that were giving things. They broke my stone and they gave me my heart as a gift.
The
heart that I am going to put right here in the center together with all of you, naked.
No hay nada más que esto.
En shum davar chutz mize.
Mexico is
other than that.
Mexico y meot rachok mikan.
Mexico is very far away from here.
Eso no importa.
But that's not important.
Esta llama envuelve al mundo entero.
Because
this fire is circling the whole world.
Todos debemos apreciar.
And
all of us must appreciate it. We must keep it. We must honor it and we must share it.
The
whole world, the whole of humanity, not slowly, not one by one, rather everyone, at once, right now, here, from this moment on. If these few friends, these 10, not even everyone, just a 10, succeeded in breaking this stone.
Believe
me, it is the hardest stone, the biggest rock in the whole world. There's no rock which is harder than this one. But today, it is already dust. It is dust, and this is something that you did. And this is what we have to share with the whole world. I am taking it with me to Mexico, and from there I'm certain that if all of us will allow the friends to look at our eyes and break bullet after bullet your stony heart, I promise you completely, from the depth of my heart, that it's not fire, it is burning lava. It is the center of the world, and it is born right here in the Bnei Baruch.
What is the gift you give the friends?
Look at me, it's my big smile. I wish my big smile to buy you, my friend.
Et kol halev sheli.
My entire heart.
I am here for you.
A real prayer for the friends.
I give you all my heart. A cold heart that needs warming. I'm bringing Hesaron, I'm bringing desire that needs fulfilling.
The point where we are connected.
The feeling of joy, happiness.
I have nothing, really. I have nothing. Just a heart. That's it. That's
what
I bring
the friends.
Take it. Take it.
This guitar is 80 years old, so that with it I'll be able to give inspiration to the friends.
I'm giving my love to the friends.
The best gift you can give to the friends is the day will reach correction.
I want to make with the friends to make this desire for something else.
That special force that you give me.
I came to support the friends
to be as one.
I am bringing with me love. That's my gift for everyone. And I really thank the Creator for giving me such students. This is truly a big gift from heaven that I'm rewarded. And let's hope that together we'll give a big gift to this upper force that cares for us so much, that gives us so many presents.
ערב טוב חברים.
ניהון קרא קיטה טאקה דס.
Good evening friends.
אני טאקאו מיפן.
I am Takao from Japan.
קונגרס הוא 2 פעם になります.
זו הפעם השנייה שלי בכנס
כאן בארץ. My second time in a congress here in Israel.
最初のイスラエルのコングレスはガンでした。
בכנס שעבר שהגעתי לכאן לארץ.
The previous congress when I came here to Israel I knew that I had cancer.
אשתי הפסיקה לעבוד.
My wife stopped working.
היא התחילה לטפל בי.
And she started taking care of me.
たくさんの友達たちが助けてくれました。
והמון חברים עזרו לי.
Many friends helped me.
本当に世界中の友達が助けてくれました。
חברים מכל העולם
עזרו לי. Friends from the whole world helped me.
友達たちが生かしてくれています。
החברים העניקו לי את החיים.
Friends gave me life.
そしてみんなに会うために帰ってきました。
וחזרתי לפה כדי לפגוש
אתכם. And I came back here to meet all of you again.
本当にみんなに会えてどう感謝を伝えていいかが分かりません。
אני לא יודע איך להכיר לכם תודה.
I don't know how to bring you back my gift for meeting you again, for you giving me life.
私は今健康です。
עכשיו אני בריא.
Now I'm healthy.
日本の国のメンバーを紹介したいと思います。そしてみんなに歌をプレゼントしたいと思います。
I would like to present the Japanese friends that together we prepared for you a special gift.
僕らは一つになる。 Nebaru! Nebaru!